Late this week, a boat will begin sampling the fish headed into Bristol Bay past Port Moeller. Mike Mason of member station KDLG tells us how the salmon test fishery is done and what it tells us.
Initially, the Port Moeller test fishery was intended to give fishermen and processors an index of the sockeye salmon abundance headed to Bristol Bay. Michael Link is the chief scientist for the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute. He says over time it was proven that the test fishery was not great at forecasting abundance.
Over time we developed, or the state developed, the ability to estimate the composition of the Port Moeller catch by looking at tissue samples and looking at the genetics and figuring out which fishing district the fish were bound for. So it's used primarily now as an assessment of the composition of fish that are headed for the relative composition of fish headed to the bay.
The plan is for the vessel Pandelis to fish some of the 7 fishing stations on Friday and the rest of those stations on Saturday.
Starting 30 miles offshore and going out to every 10 miles and getting 4 or 5 stations done, and then fishing back. So it'll do one set at each station every day.
Link says this year the Pandelis will be fishing a multi-mesh net.
This year, after a few years of researching a better net, we've come up with a multi-panel net that's alternating shackles of 4.5-inch and 5 1/8-inch.
Link notes that, as might be expected, the 5 1/8-inch mesh gill net caught larger fish, which prompted the switch to the multi-mesh net.
The small fish, what are typically 2 ocean fish, were much less vulnerable to being caught in that bigger gear. So if there was a stock that had a lot of 2 ocean fish in it, that stock would tend to be underrepresented at Port Moeller, and hence this multi-panel net will give us more accurate estimates of the relative contribution of these various inshore runs.
Normally, the Port Moeller test fishery is conducted with just one vessel, but last year, another vessel was added in an effort to test the effectiveness of the multi-mesh net that will be fished this year by the main vessel. Link confirms that once again, the test fishery will utilize a second vessel that should be on the fishing grounds around June 13th.
The Port Moeller test fishery, in terms of forecasting abundance, is a sampling problem. How much sampling do we need to do? How many sets are needed to be made in order to accurately index what's going by? And so what we'd like to do in 2011 is have the second boat go out, similar to what he did in 2010, except fish just the replacement net, largely, and make replicate sets across the day, beginning early in the morning and through late at night, at a single station, and get a handle on what we call the measurement error, how variable his catches are. Just how much sampling do you really need at Port Moeller to better forecast the abundance?
One of the most used pieces of information that comes out of the Port Moeller test fishery is the daily index number. That number can often be confusing, but Link says it's basically a number that shows how many fish were caught by a 100-fathom net over a period of 1 hour.
The index, if a fisherman wants to figure out how many fish we actually caught, they can figure out how many fish we would have caught in 1 hour by taking our 200-fathom net and saying, well, that's 200-fathom hours. If the index is 50, then we must have caught 100 fish.
The Port Moeller test fishery this year is expected to cost about $200,000, and the program is paid for through contributions from ADF&G, seafood processors, and organizations like the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.